This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Quentin Kidd is chair of the Department of Politics down at Christopher Newport University and one of the best political scientists working today in the Commonwealth, and he's got his eyes on statewide politics as we see a race for the governor's mansion this year. Quentin, how are you, sir?
I'm doing really well, Coy. How are you doing?
Very good. It's good to hear your voice. I'm glad things are going well. Where should we start? We'll just start with, I believe we were just talking off the air, the Washington Post, within the last hour, has just released some news about the governor's race in Virginia.
Yeah, the Post just released a poll. They're doing periodic polling, and it's more frequent as we approach Election Day, and they're showing McDonnell up 53% to Deeds 44%, so the gap that Deeds seemed to have been closing over the last 3 or 4 weeks seems to have stalled out, and if not even stalled out, widened a bit, and so it's probably not good for Deeds supporters out there today.
Amazing. So I guess one question I have, and I've been following this very closely, is, you know, where is the Deeds campaign? We heard all the stuff about the master's thesis, and then it was just like there's nothing.
Yeah, I think that's the big question. I think that's the question everybody's asking. Where are you? Where are your issues? Why aren't you giving voters a reason to support you? Why haven't you attracted more support from core Democratic voters? Why aren't you doing better in Northern Virginia, which is in the last decade and a half has been a Democratic stronghold? You know, why aren't you effectively prosecuting a case against McDonnell on policy? I mean, you certainly have told us why you think McDonnell is not a good person in terms of his personal views, but what about a policy debate with McDonnell? And so I think in a lot of ways and a lot of reasons, people are really disappointed, and you're starting to hear grumbling out of the governor's office. You heard grumbling this morning out of the White House about it, and so I think a lot of people are frustrated right now at the Deeds campaign.
Now, what was the White House reference? What happened?
Well, you know, there have been questions in the last couple of days about whether Barack Obama would come back to Virginia, whether he would come to help Deeds, and some whispers out of the White House were not sure what the Deeds campaign is doing, so we can't tell you whether Obama will be back in Virginia. So there seems to be kind of some distancing going on. And, you know, if you compare what's going on in New Jersey and what's going on in Virginia, if you look at the polling, in New Jersey, Cor Zine is closing on Christie. You know, the polling trends have been really doing the Democrats some good. But in Virginia, what little bump Deed seems to have gotten out of the McDonnell master's thesis and what little drag that thing seems to have been on McDonnell, it looks like it's disappeared now.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. So the tactic by the Democrats to paint Bob McDonnell as a far right-wing extremist ideologue, successful with some people, but it didn't seem like a strategy that really paid off overall.
If you look at the polling, what you see is moderate Democratic-leaning women and young women, especially in Northern Virginia, seem to have paid attention to it and seem to have been moved by it. But the rest of the core Democratic Party constituency and moderates generally, men and other moderates, don't seem to have been moved at all by it. And what those other groups seem to be waiting on is for Deeds to tell them a reason in terms of policy why they should vote for him. And Deeds simply hasn't done that. Quite frankly, there were a lot of people that argued when the Deeds campaign went hard negative on the master's thesis, it was a desperate move. I know from talking to some of the people in the campaign, there was a tactical move involved, but it didn't work, and it certainly appears like it was a desperate move now if they're not going to build upon that in any way, and it doesn't look like they're doing that. It doesn't look like they're building upon that right now.
Yeah, just about a month left, right? So what do you think is going to happen? What are we going to see?
Well, one of two things. Either the Deeds campaign is going to move on a policy front. Either we're going to see a lot of ads that are positive talking about what Deeds has to offer, and we're going to see all these TV ads hitting McDonald drop off the air, and we're going to see a positive last 4 weeks about why Deeds should be the governor, or we're going to see a continuation of the same. I know a lot of people are saying Deeds has to go positive now in the last month and give voters a reason to vote for him, but I don't see any movement in that direction. And it may be that the Deeds campaign is very afraid to do that because they feel like they've gained some traction on the thesis and they're afraid to give that up. But, of course, if they don't give that up and go policy, they have no chance. And the chance they have is very slim as we approach Election Day anyway.
Yeah. Quentin, no matter who wins, Republican or Democrat, I wonder the extent to which we're really going to see any major differences, specifically because of such a horrible economy and a devastated budget that is arguably going to be worse next year because there's no stimulus money coming from Washington to make up for a shortfall.
You know, that's right. I don't envy the next governor, whoever it is, because it's going to be a horrible situation they walk into. And I think it's worth remembering the first year of a governor's term, they're basically spending out the last governor's the last year of the last governor's budget. And so the second year of the governor's term is the first year is the first time the governor has to put sort of his stamp on the budget that will be a two-year budget, the two middle years of his term. That budget year, if things look as bad as they look now, look to be worse than the last two budget years that Governor Kaine has had to deal with. And so, you know, whoever the next governor is probably isn't going to have any room at all to enact any policies that they're interested in because the budget might be worse then than it is now.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. The phone lines, of course, are open at 977-1070. Quentin, reflect if you can for a minute here before we talk about the other statewide races and the House of Delegates. The legacy, it's not too early, I don't think, to talk about the legacy of Governor Tim Kaine and what you think historians and political scientists like yourself might have to say about his term.
No, I think Governor Kaine has been thinking about his legacy for 9 months or longer now, so I think it's certainly not too soon for us. His legacy is a partisan one. He doesn't have any big policy legacy to stand on. His efforts at pre-K funding didn't go anywhere. His efforts at health care didn't go anywhere. He couldn't get a transportation package out of the General Assembly that could make it through the Supreme Court, so he has no legacy on transportation. His legacy is a partisan one. He was successful at helping the Democrats take the House of the state Senate. He has come very close. I don't think they're going to get it this year, but he's come very close to tying Republicans in the House of Delegates. Both U.S. Senate seats switched from Republican to Democrat during his term, and he became chair. The Virginia went for a Democratic president for the first time in 40 years. And he became chair of the Democratic National Committee. It's purely a partisan legacy. He's not as popular as Governor Warner was or Governor Allen was. And so I think that's his legacy. Not real popular, not known for any big policy issues, but certainly known for helping Democrats do well in Virginia electorally.
We're talking with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. The phone lines are open, 977-1070. Let's go to Tom on line two. Tom, welcome to the program. You are on with Quentin Kidd. You go right ahead.
Thank you, Coy, and I appreciated the perspective Quentin gave us a moment ago regarding the budget and the way it's kind of allocated, where the first year of the governor's term, he really doesn't have much wiggle room. He's kind of bound to what the previous governor had done in his budget. I thought I would share with you something that Ed Henry, I think, of the University of Virginia Hospital, shared with the Blue Ridge Rotary Club earlier this week that I found very interesting. He's talking about how the state was having difficulty meeting Medicaid shortfalls that are allocated to the hospitals, such as the University of Virginia public hospitals, that provide medical care for the indigent. And he shared with us that I think, if I'm not too far off the numbers, I think he was saying that it's about 18% of the University of Virginia's budget that comes from Medicaid allocations, and the state just didn't have the money. And this money is being provided the next 2 years by stimulus from the federal government. But the concern is what happens when that runs out. And I thought this was a very interesting perspective, saying that, you know, the shoe is going to fall far into the future if we're not very careful.
Yeah, it's an excellent point, Quentin.
Well, that's every state agency, everybody that has anything to do with state government is worried about the budget this year, and they're worried about it next year, but they're really worried about it the year after next, because I don't see a new round of federal stimulus coming, and if the economy, if unemployment is still high, the economy is not doing well, then you're still going to have demand, like Tom mentioned, on Medicaid. You're going to have demand on Medicare as well, and these are programs that the federal government has been helping not only Virginia but all states around the country to pay for during this recession when demand goes up. So he's exactly right. Listen, the second year of the next governor's term is not going to be a pleasant year unless some sort of a miracle happens and the economy turns around rapidly and people start, employers start hiring employees and start building things and buying things. And I just don't see that happening, in the next few months.
Tom, great call. Thanks so much. Let's go to Scott on line three. Scott, you're on with Quentin Kidd. Go right ahead.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have a question about the article I saw in the paper the other day that Mr. Deeds has accepted $200,000 from the Service Employees International Union, and the GOP was calling on him to perhaps return that money because of their association with the Acorn Group. I have a question. With federal stimulus money coming, I understand there's something called a planned labor agreement where if we accept money in the state of for a federal project over $25 million, that the president can designate it that you have to be a union or pay union dues to work on such projects. I understand there's already been one in New Hampshire or Vermont. How does that jibe with our right to work laws here in Virginia?
There's a lot there. Thanks, Scott, for the call. Quentin?
Boy, yeah, I know that there were a lot of debates and disagreements about the sort of union workers clause, and I'm just not expert enough or read up enough in it to be able to talk about the details. But I do understand it to have some wiggle room for right-to-work states, and I think it's got to be an exception before it's called on. So in other words, before the union clause is enacted, there's got to be some sort of exceptions when it comes to competition and that sort of stuff. But I can't claim to have any expertise to be able to answer it in any detail.
Scott, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. We got a line open at 977-1070. We're talking state politics with Quentin Kidd of Christopher Newport University. Quentin, if we can, with the time we have left, let's talk quickly here about the other two statewide races. The lieutenant governor's race, of course, Bill Bowling seeking re-election against Democratic nominee Jody Wagner. How is that playing out?
Well, the post poll is showing both Republicans up in that race as well. The margins aren't as large, but that's probably because there are more undecided voters, fewer people who are paying attention to those races. But across the ticket, Republicans are doing really well. And I think a lot of people are wondering sort of whether if McDonnell wins big, whether he's going to have some coattails on down-ticket races. Some of these House of Delegate races, for example, that have looked pretty competitive up to this point, whether McDonnell would have coattails. In other words, are the headwinds coming out of Washington so strong that they're hurting Democrats to the point where McDonnell having a big victory actually helps other Republicans down ticket in House of Delegates races? So, you know, I know we're 4 weeks out. I know that there's a lot can happen, but right now it looks like a Republican sweep in the statewide races.
Amazing. That really is something. And no surprise, though, if history is any, if we learn anything from history about how Virginians vote following a national election, we tend to go in the opposite direction.
You know, it is. I'm one to sort of laugh at trends and say, well, you know, trends are trends, but, you know, there's no science there or anything like that. But I certainly didn't expect the kind of Republican surge or resurgence that we've had this fall in Virginia. 6 months ago, I wouldn't have said that I expected it. But boy, it's happening. I'll have to sort of reevaluate my my interest in trends, and maybe I'll find myself liking him a little bit more in the future.
Yeah, well, if the trend is so strong, then perhaps maybe there's a little bit of science there somewhere to be discovered.
Yeah, maybe there are some forces down there in public opinion, in public mood, and maybe we're close enough to Washington that in Virginia we feel the effects of Democratic and Republican administrations a little bit more because so many Virginians work in federal government. So maybe there's something to that.
Yeah. Quentin Kidd with Christopher Newport University. What's the latest on the race for the House of Delegates? Not that many seats competitive. We all know about gerrymandering in Virginia. It's one of the worst. But we could see a change in some of the numbers.
Yeah. You know, going 9 months ago, Democrats felt like they had a shot at taking the House of Delegates. Today, Republicans actually think they might have a shot at expanding their margin in the House of Delegates by a few seats. They feel really good in the outer Beltway area of Northern Virginia. You know, races like the Alba Wertheiser race that Democrats felt really good about a couple of months ago, Republicans feel good about today. So I saw some Republican talking points a couple of days ago that basically said they look really strong in the Northern Virginia races in parts of Fairfax County. And so, you know, so I don't expect a lot of turnover. I don't expect the numbers to change. I expect Republicans to hold the House. And so another complication for whoever the new governor is going to be, not only is it going to be a horrible budget, but you're going to have a House controlled by the Republicans, a Senate controlled by the Democrats. And so it's going to take a lot of work to get anything big done.
Now, before we let you go, Quentin, the news breaking in the last 24 hours is that Virginia Senator Robert Hurt of Southside has announced his candidacy for the Republican nomination to run against Tom Perriello here in the 5th District, 5th Congressional District. What's your read on that?
Well, I think he's more formidable than any of the other candidates that had announced prior to that. You know, there were four others, including Kenneth Boyd, who's a member of the Albemarle County Board of Supervisors, who was probably the most credible candidate up to this point. But, you know, Senator Hurt is known, well-known. He's considered a moderate. He's not considered a firebrand Republican. He's considered a level-headed moderate. So he probably would pose a pretty stiff challenge to Representative Perriello. I think we have an interesting race to look forward to, more interesting now than it was going to be probably 24 hours ago.
Absolutely. Very interesting nomination, race for that nomination. Quentin Kidd is at Christopher Newport University. Quentin, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Take care. All right.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.